Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Reach your destination, not the ditch. Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 424. Hope you're all doing great today, getting ready for Christmas, perhaps the holidays. All right, so Wham's Last Christmas may not be a classic, you know, seasonal tune, but hey, I love it. George Michael, so talented. Rest in peace, buddy. And so with the holidays around the corner, maybe you're still buying gifts for family and friends. You might need a little bit of help. Well, we can give you some assistance this hour because a couple of our guests later on in the program have some advice for you. We've got tech experts Carly Knobloch waiting in the wings, as well as Mario Armstrong, a regular on this show. They're on standby to share some gadget and game suggestions. And I'll do the same as well at the tail end of today's show, based on some TV interviews that I've done this past week. Before that, if you tuned in last week on Tech It Out, you know I was in Las Vegas at the annual AWS reInvent convention with Amazon to learn how tech is changing every industry. And last week, we spoke with someone from the NFL, and we're going to continue learning about the intersection of sports and technology today. So that's coming up. But before that, also recorded at AWS reInvent, I'm going to chat with a company that helps fight wildfires with cameras and sensors mounted underneath helicopters. So cool. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out powered by Norton and Visa, two outstanding partners of mine. And interestingly, both companies aim to protect you in different ways. But I'll elaborate more on that in a few minutes from now. So let's get going with a new Tech It Out with our first interview. So I'm here at AWS reInvent 2025, and I'm sitting with Colin O'Neill, founder and CEO of a company called Voxelis, and it's pretty impressive, I must say. Tell us what Voxelis is all about.
I'm a second-generation commercial helicopter pilot, so I come from an aviation background, and Voxelis was really founded to try and bring some of the latest technology on edge compute and AI and accelerate its introduction into the aviation space, which is typically a fairly conservative industry.
Non-technical.
Exactly. So, you know, we saw an opportunity to bring some of this technology forward that involves certifying devices to put on aircraft. So that's what we've been doing and we've been focused on for our history so far. So I did a bit of firefighting while I was flying. I have not done the ground firefighting, but you work pretty closely in industry. Like, in the helicopter industry is fairly symbiotic with the fire suppression agencies.
Sure.
So you work side by side and really start to understand each other's issues. Most of the aircraft, and I'll say aircraft, we're focusing on helicopters to begin with, but most of the aircraft that are out there fighting wildfires are legacy airframes, let's call them. They are not the newest models. Often they might have an average fleet age of 20 years plus. They're very effective at what they do, but in terms of assistance that they provide the crews that are flying them to accomplish the mission, it's pretty minimal. You're really relying on the pilot's experience and eyeballs and things like that to actually identify the fire and put it out. Now, the human eyeball doesn't see heat. So when you're trying to put out a fire, you're really looking for thermal vision. Mm-hmm. Almost none of the aircraft that are out there, these older aircraft, have any kind of ability to see the heat signature. So the pilots are looking for smoke and things like that.
But not to mention how you're going to spot a wildfire through a layer of smoke as
well. That's just it, right? Yeah. Okay. So really what we're our system, so we're starting, the company sort of built on this flagship product called VoxVision, and that is to put it simply, a powerful computer paired with thermal cameras as well as visual cameras. Think of it as taking some of the lower cost sensors that have been kind of unlocked because of the proliferation of drones, mm-hmm. and ruggedizing them, pairing them with a computer that's more powerful than you would usually be able to put on a drone because of the power consumption. So we have the luxury of more power available on a large aircraft, and then using that to help the crew, the pilots or the initial attack crews, the firefighting crews that may be on board the aircraft, more effectively do the job. So identify fires to drop on, map the fire so we understand where it is at any given time, mm-hmm. send that data back to the analysts and agencies who are doing the planning on how to keep fighting
right,
the fire.
To suppress it.
Yeah.
So this is more for surveillance, like for reporting and analyzing accurately where the fire is and hopefully contained, or at least to make efforts to help it stay contained. But it's not for the deployment of any kind of dropping any kind of chemicals or anything to suppress it. That is usually done by aircraft, not helicopters. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's done by both.
Okay.
And it can be used in that context as well. So we sort of have a couple of different use cases. We have the onboard the aircraft use cases. So things like what you're talking about, like a helicopter, often the retardant you see is dropped by fixed wings.
Okay.
Helicopters actually can mix foam and possibly retardants in with the tankage. It's not as common.
Right.
They're more likely dropping water.
They probably also have a larger payload, fixed wing aircraft, they could probably hold more of that retardant.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. So you see those, the retardant drops are often used as like brakes in the fire to set a line down. So those fixed wing aircraft are really good at that. They can put a lot of retardant down in the line and just kind of put a barrier to the fire. And the helicopters are often used to sort of more put the fire out within those barriers. Things like our system is designed to do is look at where the helicopter has dropped, but also network each other. So, we will eventually do a fixed wing version of an AI-based system like mm-hmm. this, and we could then say, okay, the tanker dropped a retardant line here, pass that information to the helicopter and say, okay, well, here's where you need to knock the fire.
Yeah, super cool. All right, so Voxelis, they're, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe not the first company to use thermal vision to help identify things like wildfires. I know FLIR is another company, just to mention one. So what would be your secret sauce, if you will?
Yeah, so we see ourselves as a new layer in the technology stack of sensors. So companies like FLIR, there's a few of them that make amazing sensors. They can see really long distance. The way that they're used right now is sort of low volume deployment. They're quite expensive sensors. They're super capable, and they operate at sort of an incident level. So they'll fly in an aircraft that's higher above the fire and sort of look at a bigger picture thing. Mm-hmm. But because they cost so much, you typically have a dedicated operator in an aircraft. That aircraft can't be doing anything else because it's the sensor aircraft, and it has to move around a state or a province to the different incidents. So it's a shared resource because you can't afford to have lots of them.
Copy that.
So we've basically taken lower cost optics, more similar to what you'd find in drones, and ruggedized them and certified them for installation on the helicopters that are doing the other jobs.
Yeah.
So while an aircraft is tanking or carrying a crew around or doing observation, we have a lower cost sensor that can ride along and automate some of the detection tasks. Mm-hmm. So yeah, really where we fit in is at a price point that we can deploy at a much broader scale and become nodes in an intelligence network.
Got that. And then on the back end, without getting too technical, tell us about the AWS platform powering this. Is it cloud? Is it AI? How are you leveraging it?
Yeah, so we to deploy a system like this that is, there's a lot of data being collected and processed on the aircraft, but then that to be useful in its broad use case, it has to be able to be transmitted back at a manageable size, and it has to be transmitted securely. This can be sensitive data.
Sure.
So it has to come back to a server, and it has to be delivered to whoever is actually going to use it, so a wildfire analyst or an agency. And where we've used AWS is really to bridge that connection between the aircraft and delivering it to the customer. So the tools that we have available allow us to do things like AWS builds tools that let us remotely manage devices, push software updates to devices so we can make the system better in the field. So it can be, you know, hundreds of miles away from anywhere. We can push a software update to it, and it's got new capabilities.
Wow.
Securely transmit the data back that is collected, and then a customer can log into a portal and consume the data and intelligence to make decisions from an office somewhere.
Second last question. Is this being deployed now? I think in parts of Canada it is, and I think somewhere overseas. What's your roadmap look like for 2026?
Yeah, so we're just deploying the first units now. So we've got a couple that have flown in Canada on two different types of aircraft. So we've got a few Canadian operators that are sort of waiting for units that we'll be rolling out. So we hope to have a decent number of them in Canada this year. And we've also done our first installation in Australia. So we, you know, the two hemispheres sort of have opposite fire seasons, so we can focus on a fire season any time of the year by having some in Australia as well. So yeah, this will be our first year of like operational deployments. We've been going through that sort of like testing and certification phase to date, and really, you know, coming this spring will be, you know, in Canada or North America, I guess, our first deployments.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. And then finally, what's next? You did hint at the fact that you could add your technology to a fixed-wing aircraft, but what about going beyond wildfires? Could this be used for looking for someone for law enforcement purposes or for military purposes?
No, yeah, exactly. So what we see is this, wildfires really are, it's a very important use case for our customers. So the helicopter operators, a lot of their business is, especially in the summers, is on wildfire. So we've focused our initial use case on that. But what we really see this is, it's a low cost, very, very powerful system that can be part of every aircraft for almost any mission you can imagine, where you might want to look at something, or so things like pipeline patrol and power line patrol,
right,
or
which might be a big thing.
Yeah,
next
exactly.
Year, the year after in Canada, at least. With some of the pipeline work being done.
Absolutely. So, we think it can be applicable across a broad range of missions. It can be a dual-use technology. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine having thousands of aircraft with a capability like this deployed, mm-hmm. you now have sort of a distributed network to collect things like aerial photos on demand, where you don't have to arrange a job and send an aircraft out on a bespoke mission. So you enable a lot of new like data collection capabilities and
search and rescue, mining. I mean, the applications are probably endless for thermal technology.
Exactly.
Powered by AI and the cloud. Thank you, Colin O'Neill, founder and CEO of Voxelis.ai. Very interesting technology. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We talk about tech and sports with AWS when we return on Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute. Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection, and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
The festive season can be one of the happiest times of the year, but it can also be one of the worst. Tragically, rates of domestic abuse spike over the holidays, fueled by family pressures, financial stress, and more time spent at home. YSL Beauty, as part of their ongoing Abuse Is Not Love initiative, are highlighting 5 internal warning signs of intimate partner violence. Dr. Sarah Kubrick tells us more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sarah Kubrick, the millennial therapist. I'm a researcher, a speaker, and author of It's On Me. I specialize in identity, relationships, and trauma, having spent a decade studying the intricacy of infidelity and intimate partner violence. Right now, I have the privilege of co-publishing with YSL Beauty, and we're looking at 5 internal signs of intimate partner violence, what it's like to be her. Not just talk about her, but really what is that experience like? You can find incredible resources on YSLBeauty.com. They also work with 25 NGOs worldwide.
The holidays, a time of joy, that can turn into an oh boy moment during a home tech emergency. When those moments happen, you need Verizon Home Device Protect. For just $25 a month plus taxes, you'll get 24/7 tech support and professional setup on eligible home tech for $49 per product, like mounting your brand new TV. And if you're a Verizon Home Internet customer, the installation is on us at $0. Don't let a home tech emergency ruin the holiday cheer. Get Verizon Home Device Protect. Limitations and exclusions apply. Visit your local Verizon store today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlie's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlie's.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Life throws at you. You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Interesting. The NFL launched a fantasy AI assistant, so it allows fans to go in and ask questions like, who should I sit? Who should I start? Who should I trade? You know, in the upcoming week, and the AI assistant will go out and scour all the data and weather data and all these other things that could impact a player performance and come up with recommendations. So that's a really cool use of agentic AI from a fan-facing perspective with the NFL. We've mentioned PGA Tour. They're doing really interesting things, capturing data off of the course and turning that into commentary. I think we've talked about this before too. Only about 15% of shots that you see in a golf tournament are actually televised, right? 85% go untelevised, which means they go commented upon as well. So what the tour is doing is taking all of that data and through generative AI tools creating commentary for those shots so that you actually do have context for every shot live in a tournament, which is really exciting, and I think it'll be interesting to see where they take that next, because right now it's text commentary, but you can very quickly see that transitioning to voice.
Yeah, we talked about that second screen experience, that AWS doesn't just help the players and the teams and the coaches, but also fans by enriching the experience, such as having an app powered by AWS on the back end on their lap while they're watching an F1 race or a PGA Tour tournament.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild, like that extra data that you get. You can't satiate these fans.
Yeah.
They want more and more. Anything with soccer, with FIFA World Cup on the horizon, a lot of people are super stoked about soccer, the world's most popular sport.
Yeah.
Does AWS have any partnerships there?
Well, we work with Bundesliga. They're a great partner in the German Soccer League, and they are fantastic, super innovative.
How do you work with them?
A lot around data. They're a real super user of some of the generative AI tools and services here at AWS. And out on the floor, we're demoing how the data that they're collecting, very similar to the PGA Tour use case of collecting data and then converting that into commentary. They're doing that. They're taking it a step further, and they're doing it in multi-language and multi-persona. So you could choose your language and then layer a persona on top of that, which is, they've got one they call Gen Alpha, which formerly I think called Bro, which is a very sort of like casual chat persona for describing a particular action in the game. So that's letting them meet fans where they are and in the tone of voice they want to be spoken to. They have, a version that's very poetic. So they're waxing on about, the flowery language about a particular goal, which, in the Gen Alpha version could just be like, dude, sick goal, bro, So it's
so really more personalization.
Yeah.
Additional language support, faster data analysis and delivery, an enriched fan experience, and performance improvements, which is what players and teams want. So there's
100%,
and there's several benefits.
Also, just like, there are also leagues like World Surf League, for example, that had like 50 years of data that was literally in Excel, right? And so working, they have an all-cloud partner that, came and helped them migrate to the cloud and now they're able to access their data and use their data. Their broadcast prep time reduced by 80% because they're able to have this data in the cloud, accessible, available, structured in a way that they can use it. And then even like their post recaps and highlights, that the time to produce those has dropped by 40%. So you're just seeing people at different stages in the sports ecosystem adopting this technology. Some are just coming on board and structuring their data like World Surf League. Others are doing these really advanced things, whether it's redesigning an F1 car or trying to help solve player health and safety issues in the NFL or drive fan engagement, leveraging these analytics in a lot of different creative ways.
Yeah. Awesome, Julie. Thank you so much. We've been chatting with Julie Souza, AWS Global Head of Sports. We were chatting about the latest sports innovation powered by Amazon Web Services, including the NFL's new fantasy AI assistant, which we led with. Thank you so much again, Julie. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thank you.
I know Julie mentioned AI agents or agentic AI. That's just when the technology can go out and do something for you. So you're not just interacting with a personal assistant, but it can do things like book restaurant reservations for you or tickets on an airline.
you know, with your consent, of course. And so the AWS agents on the sports end can go out and pull data and work with other companies and bring things back to you. A lot of people think that's the future. Kind of cool. But I wanted to explain that in case phrases like agentic AI just make your eyes gloss over. I don't blame you. All right. When we return on Tech It Out, we are going to talk with Carly Knobloch. She's a tech expert who's going to join us to share some of her favorite gadget and game gift ideas for the holidays. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google it. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay, featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
We start off with a hot category, one of my favorites, smart home tech. What do you like this year?
Okay, I've got two things to share with you. If you want to keep tabs on your property, no matter where you are, Blink Arc is like having an extra pair of eyes in your yard. So with a Blink subscription, it stitches together the feed from two Blink Mini 2K Plus cameras into a 180-degree panoramic view. So now you'll be able to see everything from your kids playing outside to those holiday packages on the front stoop or your dog chasing but never catching that squirrel. It's very easy to install, and it's a great price at just $99.99 on Amazon. And then, whether you're seeking a TV upgrade or a more versatile big screen, Roku has you covered in both cases. With their 65-inch Pro Series Roku TV, you get immersive sound and razor-sharp details in a nice big screen. And if TV isn't quite right for your space, you'll want to check out the Arzen Easy D1R Roku TV Smart Projector. It's a fantastic option when you want a flexible big screen for movie night that's compatible with whether you want to use Bluetooth headphones or wireless speakers. And you can check out Roku.com for all of their holiday promotions.
Cool. I did not know Roku made a projector. That's really cool. Amazing.
Yeah.
And then for the Blink Arc, I actually reviewed that product for Reviewed.com. Love it. Great picks to start off our chat, Carly. So why don't we now pivot and talk about smartphone deals?
Okay, well, for smartphones and plans this holiday, T-Mobile's Switching Made Easy promotion lets new customers switch in just 15 minutes. So families who switch can get four smartphones for free and four voice lines for $25 per line. So that's just $100 a month to connect your whole family, which is pretty cool. And then with their T-Life app, you can get same-day delivery on new smartphones and accessories in most major cities. And you'll want to check out T-Mobile.com for all of their holiday offers.
All right. Wow. Four free phones. Gotta love that for switching. We are chatting with Carly Knobloch, the tech lifestyle expert. Always great having her on the program, especially this time of year where you've got some great gift ideas, whether you want to treat your loved ones or yourself, taking advantage of those pre-holiday sales. Another hot category, Carly, AI PCs, right? So these laptops that can do way more than you were able to even just a couple of years ago. What should shoppers look out for this season?
Yeah, it's fascinating what's going on with the AI PCs. And if you want to be a next level gift giver, definitely look into these. If you've got a STEM student or a content creator or an aspiring app developer on your list, you want to look for the RTX AI PCs starting under $9.99 throughout December. They're powered by NVIDIA GeForce RTX GPUs with built-in AI processing, which means they are the fastest laptops for both creative work and gaming. And then if you want to even kick it up even more, get the DGX Spark. It's a compact AI supercomputer that sits right on your desk, and it's like really small and compact and beautifully designed. I mean, we're definitely living in the future, Mark. There's all kinds of amazing things going on in these laptops.
And I'm a huge fan of NVIDIA. So you're not recommending a laptop brand in this case. It's more about the specs that you would want to look for when you're shopping for a new laptop. You want to look for that RTX, right? NVIDIA, the GPUs that power gaming and other applications, AI performance. Is that fair?
Yeah, with the exception of the DGX Spark, that little supercomputer that's more of a desktop. But generally speaking, yes, you're looking for the NVIDIA GeForce RTX GPUs that are powering that laptop to give you that AI and super fast processing for graphics and gaming and all the things you're doing.
Awesome. All right. Speaking of gaming, why don't we end off on that? Do you have a recommendation for us?
I sure do. Sonic the Hedgehog is iconic. We love him in every game. But his newest from Sega takes things to a whole other level. In Sonic Racing Crossworlds, players can race across land, sea, air, and space and blast to new dimensions with the all-new Travel Rings feature. You can speed to victory solo or as a team, and I love that you can customize and build your ultimate racing machine. It's available on all current generation consoles, PC, and Nintendo Switch too. And I think this is super fun. You know, if your kids like video games, you've got time during the holidays, you're all hanging out as a family, it's fun to play with them. And, you know, if you don't often have time to sit down with your kids and let them teach you about the games that they love and get you involved, I promise it's super fun and a great bonding experience to have over the holidays.
I agree wholeheartedly about playing with your kids. It's important. You know, not don't just let the kids sit in front of the TV or PC and have some fun on their own. Pick up a controller. Do it as a family together. It's super fun. And a game like this is perfect because it is family-friendly, easy to pick up, hard to put down. And, yeah, maybe you'll school the kids for a change. And then, Carly, is there a place where we can go to see these games and PCs and smartphone deals and the smart home tech in action?
Absolutely. You can always head to inthenews.tv for quick shopping of all of these items that I mentioned. And great information there. And again, Mark, thanks for having me on the show always. And I wish you a very happy holiday.
Thank you, Carly. And to you, Merry Christmas. Carly Knobloch has been our guest. The website, once again, inthenews.tv. All the best. Looking forward to chatting with you again soon.
Me too, Mark. Thanks.
Well, we've got two more gift guides. After a short break, we're going to chat with Mario Armstrong, a regular on this program. He's going to share some of his top picks. And then I, if I may, will share some of my favorite gadgets and game-related picks, like the Nintendo Switch 2, a little bit later on in the show. Before that, though, I wanted to give a shout-out to Norton, a brand-new sponsor on this program. I'll plug a website in a moment for you to get a discount on Norton software, anti-malware software, to protect yourself. I'll do that in a moment. In today's world, a simple antivirus just isn't enough. Your identity, your finances, your privacy, it's all on the line. And that's why you need Norton 360 with LifeLock, the comprehensive solution that bundles device security and identity theft protection. Norton protects your PC, Mac, and mobile devices from viruses, ransomware, and other threats, and LifeLock takes it a step further, constantly monitoring for the fraudulent use of your personal info, from your social security number to your bank accounts. If a threat is detected, you receive an alert. If the worst happens and your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will be there to personally help fix it. Get the all-in-one peace of mind you need with Norton 360 with LifeLock. Visit Norton.com/techitout to get a discount. By the way, again, Norton.com/techitout, Norton.com/techitout, the name of this show, and you'll get a discount on Norton software, a deep discount, in fact. All right, we're going to chat with tech expert Mario Armstrong when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute. Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
The Treasury just made a huge announcement regarding illegal immigrants.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Treasury says illegal immigrants will be removed from the financial system completely. If you can't get a job here and you can't get benefits, you're not going to come. This should have been done years ago.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. As the Andy Williams song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But you might not feel that way if you're getting elbowed at the mall while trying to buy some top tech gifts. Well, we can help you figure out what to get as we're joined by digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong. He's here to tech the halls with his guide to the season's best gifts. Welcome, Mario. Hey, man, we're almost there. Merry Christmas, buddy. Happy holidays.
We are almost there. Happy holidays. And I don't want anyone getting elbowed in the mall, so let's help them out.
Exactly. Well, maybe they can take your advice, and you're going to share with us some cool gadget-related ideas. They could shop online or at the mall. At least they can just head right to what they want instead of having to fight with someone.
That's so true. I forget the name of the movie right now where they were fighting over the toy.
Jingle All the Way?
Yeah. That's one of our classics in our household. We love that. But yes, you're right. We partnered up with some great brands to really help give everybody some good ideas for some holiday gift ideas this year.
Okay, awesome. Well, we need to start with entertainment. What do you've got for us gamers and entertainment lovers out there?
Oh, man, everything from driving to precision mice and headphones. But let's start first with the Samsung Galaxy XR. This is their first AI-powered headset, and it's really built for that new Android XR ecosystem. It's lightweight. It's really sleek-looking. It's just so futuristic. I love how it looks. But it's also on the inside, when you're wearing it, you see that immersive 4K visuals that pop in. So you really have that crystal-clear experience with it, is what I would say. And you can control it without a controller. You can use the apps by using your hands, eyes, or voice. And you can even do things like stream YouTube or catch a football game on it or navigate Google Maps, all in rich interactive 3D, which really takes like looking at sites and places to a whole other level. So, yeah, it's great entertainment with a futuristic design for sure. I really like that.
All right, so this is like a mixed reality headset.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So that's the Samsung Galaxy XR. Sorry to cut you off. I think we were going to now pivot and talk about accessories for computer gamers.
Yes, and we have so many great ones. I think we should start with the mouse. The Logitech G, they have a lot of this gear. So the Pro X Superlight 2C mouse, that's the name of the mouse, that delivers precision, but also up to 95 hours of wireless battery life. So that's a big plus. And then the headset, which is super important when you're playing games, the Astro A20X. It really has great crisp sound, long-lasting comfort, which is important when you're wearing it for a couple hours. And then the keyboard is important. So the G515 Rapid TKL keyboard, it's low profile, super thin, lightning fast though, so it's built for speed, which is what all the gamers are looking for. And then speaking of speed, if they're into racing games, then the RS50 racing wheel. Now that's a whole system. Even though it's a racing wheel, it's got true-to-life torque, and there are some custom setups that they can actually set up for themselves.
All right, so some Logitech accessories for the computer gamer on your gift list. Why don't we now pivot and talk fitness and maybe something for outdoor enthusiasts?
Yeah, I love a smartwatch that can do everything but still look great. I love the Amazfit Balance, too. I think it's great for the hybrid athlete. It's a multi-sport smartwatch. They come in multiple colors. It's got up to 21 days of battery life, which is awesome.
Wow. That's impressive.
It's crazy, right? And I have one of these. It's really, really super useful, and I like how I can use it for diving or swimming, but it's built for everything. Strength training, running, cycling. I mean, it tracks like over 170 sports, Mark. It's great, like golf. And I don't know if you're familiar with HYROX modes, but it also has exclusive HYROX modes for athletes that are into that. And it's stylish. You know me. I kind of like style, so I'm not going to wear something that looks like a clunky smartwatch.
Even HYROX support, which is really cool. My wife's into all that. She's a fitness instructor, and I don't work out.
Ah.
She hates technology, and I make a living talking about it, as you do.
You guys are meant for each other.
You know it. We are chatting with digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong, or as I like to call him, Mario.ai.
Yes.
He is here with us to tech the halls with some gadget gift ideas for loved ones or yourself. Why not? Why don't we end off, Mario, on any ideas for home cooks in our lives?
And I think this can benefit every relationship, including yours
yes,
and mine
yes.
too, Mark. Yeah, so this is the first time where we can actually have good food and be using tech at the same time. So maybe the wife of yours will really love this. So
she's a nutritionist, too, so I'm all ears, man.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm talking about taking the stress out of cooking and being able to do it however you want to do with 100,000-plus recipes. So I'm talking about the Thermomix TM7. Now, this is a smart kitchen sous chef. It goes in your kitchen. It looks like I'm trying to describe it for radio. It looks like it has a tablet on the front of it, and then it looks like it has a pitcher that is kind of on a mount. And so think of a blender that's got like a tablet screen that you can see. This thing does it all. It cooks, it chops, it blends, and steams, and it does it all in one stainless steel bowl. But you can cook a full family meal and layer it. Like, you can have multiple items being cooked at the same time in this. And they have 100,000 cookie do recipes on it with the built-in tablet. So you just basically scroll the tablet, pick what you want to make, and walks you right through it. And I like the fact that since it's connected to your home, you can get everything delivered. Like, maybe you're missing an ingredient, you can just hit Instacart or pull up your local grocery store and just order that in. And it's going to help me clearly become a much better cook in the household, in the Armstrong family.
Yeah, this thing looks so cool. Yeah, as you said, it kind of looks like a high-tech blender, like a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Shaped mixer with a tablet mounted on the front, and they're showing recipes on the screen. And again, I would encourage our listeners to see these products. So what's the best website then, Mario, for everything you've chatted about with us today?
Yeah, great question. So because we have prices there as well, too, so go to inthenews.tv. We have these ideas and some others there as well, inthenews.tv.
All right, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Mario.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thanks, bud.
See you soon.
All the best. Thanks for your time.
Take care.
Actually, we will talk with Mario again next weekend for a few more last-minute gadget gift ideas. But when we return, I'm going to share a half dozen suggestions based on some TV interviews I did this week. So stay tuned. More Tech It Out coming right up after this short break.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Love it. There's also a Nintendo Switch 2 and Pokemon ZA bundle that you can pick up as well. So you get the game code with the system itself. Very cool. So that's Nintendo Switch 2. But if you're shopping for more of a computer gamer, there's a sale on the Razer Black Widow V3 Special Edition keyboard. So this is a comfortable, customizable, and gorgeous keyboard powered by Razer Chroma RGB. Love the bright and colorful lighting against the white keys in this version, the Special Edition version. And more importantly, it delivers precision and speed with its mechanical switches. Love the way it feels and sounds. Ultra-fast actuation and tactile feedback. It also has 6 programmable macro keys, a multifunction roller, and media keys, too, to control your music and other content right from the keyboard. The Razer Black Widow V3 Special Edition keyboard is on sale at Best Buy. Next up, if you are looking to gift an AI PC or to treat yourself to something that's on sale over the holidays, the Asus ZenBook A14 laptop is the world's lightest Copilot Plus PC at just 980 grams, so you don't even feel it in your bag. But it doesn't sacrifice durability, as it's made from this exclusive material called Ceraluminum. It's a hybrid of ceramics and aerospace-grade aluminum, and it's said to be 3 times stronger than standard anodized aluminum. And it's smudge-free, too. I love the gorgeous 14-inch OLED screen. And my favorite feature, up to 32 hours of battery life between charges. Wow, that's insane. You can leave the charger at home and get more than a day's worth of continuous use. Not that you'd be on it for 24 hours straight. I hope not. But you get the idea. Speaking of computing, another pick this year from me would be the ViewSonic VX1655 4K portable monitor. So this is a premium 15.6-inch portable monitor that plugs into a laptop or a phone, tablet, and you can use it wherever life takes you, for work or play. And it usually doesn't need power, external power, as it gets the power from whatever it's plugged into, even video game consoles. So super cool. Don't need a wall socket for most things. It's got stunning 4K resolution. There's an option for an OLED model, a built-in kickstand, and an included protective cover. And all the cables are in the box as well. This is great. You know, you're going to Starbucks and you need a dual monitor without taking up a lot of space or adding a lot of extra weight in your laptop bag. This is a great pick. And ViewSonic has been around forever. Love that company. All right, a couple more picks for you. One is the Remarkable Paper Pro Move from Staples. So this is a paper tablet that lets you write or sketch on the screen with a stylus pen. You can check your to-do list and manage your tasks and even read ebooks anywhere. There's a color 7.3-inch display that really does feel like pen on paper. It even sounds like it. Super cool. Perfect for mobile professionals and students who like the feeling of handwriting. And of course, there is handwriting conversion on the back end. I love that there are no distractions, no social media or emails or text messages coming through. There's a convenient front light, 2-week battery, and more. As I mentioned, go into your local Staples location to try it yourself. And finally, Alexa Plus is now here. She's a lot smarter and more conversational and more personalized. She can remember things like your likes and dislikes, dietary preferences, and can even make restaurant reservations for you. It can also remind you to do things when she quote-unquote sees you and much more. So what I'm referring to is one device I've been showing on TV, the Amazon Echo Show 11 Smart Display. It's an 11-inch screen that has Alexa Plus built in with great sounding audio as well, by the way. So not only can you ask for recipes and also see them on the screen, make free video calls, that kind of stuff. But when the camera sees you, it can remind you. It can say, hey, Mark, Kelly wants to remind you to take out the trash today. That's my wife, Kelly. So Alexa Plus works with most Amazon Echo devices like smart speakers, smart displays, and more. And it is free for Prime members, which is awesome. So as you can see, no shortage of great gadget gift ideas. And you can always hit me up on social media if you've got questions, at Mark Saltzman, and it's Mark with a C. Would love to hear from you.
Well, that wraps up another episode of Tech It Out. Hope you enjoyed it. A huge thank you to both Visa and Norton, amazing partners on this program, as well as SanDisk. All three of those brands aim to protect you and your data, all in different ways, which is really cool. So thank you to them. Thanks for tuning into the program, to all the radio stations that air it and the podcast platforms. All the best, everyone. We'll chat with you next week for another brand new episode of Tech It Out. Goodbye for now.
Join the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and the Reading Ballet Theater as they make the holidays come alive with a truly magical performance of The Nutcracker. This beloved holiday tradition will create lasting family memories as our talented local dancers bring this timeless classic to life on the Shasta College stage. Presented by the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and Aaron's Home, The Nutcracker runs December 18th through the 20th at the Shasta College Theater. Get your tickets today at theredingartsproject.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.